Well, bandwidth is kind of everything now. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my wife the other day. We're actually doing a sort of a mortgage loan for this condo that we just bought. And I said to her, I said, you know, I scan everything now, and I send everything, PDFs in whatever format, JPEGs and the likes. And she said, that's funny because she works at a local church, and they've started scanning everything and sending everything. So basically, bandwidth matters because we're scanning everything and sending everything in digital form. I don't keep file cabinets at home or at work anymore. I'm gone.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, seriously. I do not, my assistant does not have file cabinets for me at work. We scan everything, we keep it all stored online. What that also means is that we have to send it all. So we scanned a video, or we shot a video of our CEO turning off a funny machine in Dallas. We sent it around the company network, and people were able to see it. That's why bandwidth matters. I think in a city, bandwidth matters because it creates community. It means that we can connect ourselves in better ways with all of that scanned content and all those videos we're shooting and do whatever we want with it. So.
Well, I think it's the conduit for communications. My company relies on talking to people around the world in real time. I also think it's a level playing field and entry for minority and women-owned companies to be able to communicate and also participate in market competitive bids as well. Well, I think that that bandwidth is the tool for innovation. It's a way to communicate with others, to expand innovation, also to launch innovation, and my company heavily relies on that. So if there wasn't other companies that were innovating, I would not be in business today. And I rely on that, and I'm very passionate about that.
Bandwidth is very, very important. It's really the best technology in terms of leveling the playing field for any size of business. If you're a small, woman-owned, independent agency such as myself, and especially if you're home-based, it really gives you the tools that you need to compete with larger businesses for accounts across the country and, in fact, the world. You know, with the global marketplace that we have today, I've worked with clients in India, I've worked with people in the former Soviet Union. It really is something that enables my business and my associates to do the kind of excellent work that our clients need to really get noticed across the globe. In other regards, I would see increased bandwidth here in the city of Kirkland is being really vital for communications for our really diverse population. You know, a lot of people take for granted because of where we're located in Seattle in the shadow of so many fine technology companies, people might think that Kirkland has all the bandwidth it needs already. But it really doesn't. We're really a sort of a small microcosm of middle-class America as well as the technology-enabled firms that surround us. So our citizens here are very diverse in terms of ethnicity, in terms of income, in terms of education. And the people here in Kirkland really do rely and use the internet a lot in their daily lives as well as in their business lives. So anything we can do in Kirkland to improve citizen access to greater bandwidth or greater resources is going to benefit the community as a whole. It's going to help our citizens live better, fuller, more productive lives, and it's going to help us to attract more businesses, enable more businesses, whether they're home-based or not, to grow and really succeed here in their own backyards.
Really excited about the opportunity to potentially have this kind of bandwidth in town. I'd like you to talk about what you think might change for people if they had that kind of connectivity available.
Well, the primary thing is, number one, we wouldn't be behind the whole world. I mean,
Yeah, there's that.
the numbers that we read all the time is that we're number 17 or number 19 or something in broadband availability. And so, but to have that kind of quantum leap into super broadband would primarily enable, I think, a lot more what I think of as two-way communication, true telepresence. Not very many people have actually experienced sort of real true telepresence as offered by a couple of companies, because you have to be on their private networks in order to see it. I've seen it, and you think, boy, if this was really available widely, it would really change the sort of availability of real high-level communications,
right.
And then jumpstart all kinds of clever business ideas that we don't even know what they are yet, because we just haven't had the opportunity to think in that kind of space.
Yeah, if you think about it, even with the bandwidth that we have available now, we've had a lot of things like Twitter come up and surprise us as this new application where I wouldn't have even imagined. You know, it's sort of the kind of thing you talk about as a wild card. When I first heard about Twitter, I said, well, I'm never going to use that. That's silly. And, you know, now I have 1,000 followers and spend, you know, a bit of time every day mining Twitter for information. So I think we might have a lot of new ways to gather community information and things in that kind of a world. One of the things that's been talked about is the ability to put sensors maybe all around a city and sensors in the home. And then when you were away, you would know what your animals were doing, what your you might be able to control and manage the appliances, that kind of thing. So it might change your interaction and relationship with your home.
Yeah, that's really interesting because it has implications for improving efficiency and use of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's obvious. Kirkland is already, but going forward, will become a popular place for the post-65 population.
Right.
Because it's a kind of a walkable community, mm-hmm. and it's so conveniently located to the rest of sort of high-tech Seattle. And when I'm around people who are in the aging field, they're really interested in how could you use bandwidth to do sensors and communication with people in homes so they can live there longer, live there more safely, and so on. So that's kind of intriguing. And then there's the whole youth generation, and Kirkland, you know, has a lot of creative young people. And what we know about them is that they spend a lot more time on the web uploading information
mm-hmm.
than the general population does. They spend a lot more time in two-way communication. So, and they're the ones, of course, from whom a lot of these new apps and clever ideas come from. And so if they had this capability available to them, I think that we would see a kind of an explosion in creativity around what can you do when you have this much potential.
Yeah, we have a lot of high-tech people here because we have a Google office here. Mm-hmm. We have nearby, you know, the main Microsoft campus. We have Nintendo. We have a huge gaming industry. So I would think that it would be something that would drive a whole lot of entrepreneurial activity inside of households.
Well, I think so. My wife and I were excited to watch the Google mini campus grow right next to the consumer co-op where we shop for groceries.
Uh-huh.
And so we're happy that they're there. And I think that the you know, the creative, you could call it the creative cluster that lives in Kirkland would surely tap into this. And in fact, obviously, it would become a kind of magnet for people who want to start small businesses. Mm-hmm. If you've got this kind of capacity, this kind of bandwidth available to you here, you would come. For my little company, futurist.com, it would enable us to do a lot more two-way video. For example, a project that you know about that I do is with this Swiss-based
mm-hmm.
futurist,
right.
Gerd Leonard, who is probably one of the global experts on social networking and wrote the book on featured mm-hmm. music, all that stuff. And he and I started to try to do these two-way video chats. So he'd be in his office in Basel, Switzerland, and I would be here in Kirkland. And we would try then to do a two-way video conversation with Twitter feed and other social network feed questions coming in, trying to capture it all on video, me in my space, him in his space, and then do all of that live onto the net. And the capacity just wasn't good enough. The software tools themselves may not be quite good enough for that. We're hoping, for example, that Google Wave would it be one avenue through which you mm-hmm. can do that kind of stuff. But the bandwidth really isn't sufficient to do really high level, particularly high def, two-way video, and have that all captured in a high quality way so that people watching it see it in a high quality way. And having this kind of bandwidth, presumably, I presume, would then enable people to say, well, then let's refine the tools and refine the ways of doing this so that you really can have these really high-level two-way video conversations going on, perhaps even eventually 3D conversations going on, and capture it all live and then put that out on the web. And he and I thought that would be a very kind of like the talk show of the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the talk show meets the web, meets social networking, sure. put it all together. What kind of learning could then take place and what kind of communication could take place? So that's the kind of thing that I would hope would be developable mm-hmm. when you have this kind of capacity.